Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, what's up? It's me. Today on the pod, I'm going to have a very funny comedian who works with me sometimes. His name is Ryan Joseph. He says a lot of crazy things. Walks the edge. He's joking. He jokes a lot. He says things that you're not supposed to say to push the limits. So whatever you watch today, just know he's joking. But you can follow him, and he's a young rising star, and we cover a lot of stuff. He actually did work at a very prestigious college and got fired for some of his jokes, so it's actually pretty fascinating. I hope you like it.
What's that new underwear you've been wearing?
Oh, I've been wearing Sheath. Do you want to do that now?
I just saw you walking around. I was like, it looks like his balls are in a kangaroo patch.
It was perfect. Yeah. They're so amazing. Sheath is cool. It is silky. It is comforting.
Why is it comforting?
Because it just feels like little silk spiders.
But what does it do? What's so special about the underwear?
It cups your meat and vegetables.
Like it's like a girl's hand walking around with you
like
all day?
It's like having a woman's hand.
All day.
All day.
Cup your balls.
And you're holding your balls.
But what about the other part? Like, where does your member go?
Member goes in a little holder.
There's like a cubby?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's like a little area there, and then there's like an offshoot.
Dude, so it probably feels better, like it's more separated from everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to like readjust
Each
yourself.
Each place gets its own little holder, and you don't feel it.
That's the way it should be.
And it gives you a nice little push-up together. So if you wear tight pants.
It's like you're masturbating.
Not totally, but it's like people looking and go, oh, he's got nice, you know.
Yeah, a lot of us were looking at that talk. Last night. I was like, God, what kind of underwear is Jamie wearing? I was like, it's got to be
really?
Something.
I got to have tighter pants because I felt like I hate it when my pants sag because it makes me look like I
all don't. The I, chicks were looking at you. I could tell that you were wearing Sheath. I was like, it must be Sheath.
Really?
Yeah.
It was Sheath. See, they keep you nice, but when you're about to go on stage.
You had sex with like 20 women last night.
I didn't.
Because of the Sheath.
I didn't. I mean, maybe they wanted to. I didn't. My girlfriend will believe that.
I'm kidding.
Who has the time?
No, I know you're a loyal guy.
I am. Listen, here it is. You keep them all right there. I have to do a separate thing.
Yep.
I'm going to end this. But thank you, guys. Like, subscribe. Much love. Peace. Welcome to Hate to Break It to You. As you know, I've been traveling a lot. So kind enough that a young man allowed me here in Florida. I won't say where. Because I don't want to have people come rush his house. Look, we're even on the board. This guy's got his own little studio. It's awesome. I found an amazing studio here in Florida. Thank you. Who's the man again?
Caleb.
Caleb, what's up, dude? Thank you so much. Watch his show, Turd Talks. Turd Talks is his pod. He's allowing me to do my pod from here because we're going to keep going. Consistency is the key. And I'm with a guy that some might say is my special needs little brother.
Literally.
Yes. It's Ryan Joseph. And Ryan is a hilarious comic. Very obsessive like myself. He obsesses about things. You'll ask him about, you know, hey, did you get this gig booked? And, you know, did you get the merch? And then he'll like, yeah, I got this merch. But listen, there's this Cuban girl. And then he'll just go into his personal life. So,
because I have no one to talk to, Jamie.
You obsess like me.
Yeah, but that's why we're geniuses.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Yeah. Let's let the audience decide. But you've been killing it. He kills it. He's hilarious. He was in Austin, and now you're back in fucking Trampa.
Yeah, Trampa. Tampons. Yeah, I'm down here in Florida because I had to leave, and Austin was getting boring anyways.
Cut that out. So, listen, let's get to... You have a lot of controversial things that have happened to you.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell them to me because it's crazy. You're very smart, but people don't realize...
Who's people?
Well, just like the general pop. See, people look at me and they think I'm homeless, right?
Mm.
But, you know, that's why I do that, right? Because, you know, money talks and bullshit smells like your upper lip. Like,
yeah.
The, you know, you ballers kind of hide their shit.
And chicks like that, too. Like, the homeless look.
Homeless chic. And you have done so many things, but you also adopt by the Jamie Candy principle of, like, wear what you want, let the hair grow out. And so did you go to USC?
I worked there. I went to FSU. And
this is a whole different pod.
But no, USC, I worked there, and I got fired because I'm a comedian.
So what happened? You went to FSU, which you didn't go to college then.
At FSU, I went to college, but not USC.
But you didn't go to college.
I did go to college.
You went to FSU.
Yes.
That's not a college. It's a keg party.
That's true.
It's lost its ranking of the top party school. Do you know that?
The city is really shitty, but I like the school. I studied English.
Yeah, so you're a soup. So you went and you graduated from English.
Yeah, English literature.
Okay, so then you get a job at USC.
Yeah.
As what?
Instructional design. No one knows what it is.
As not, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's like when people say, I'm in marketing. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's like going in the market.
Put it bluntly, it basically builds online courses. So if someone has to do orientation for a job, they have to take like a sexual harassment course. They do it on the computer. I'll build it.
You build it out. Wait, so what was... You went to college at FSU for what?
English, and then I got a master's degree at Antioch University in education, and I got a certificate in instructional design.
So you didn't even use your FSU degree?
Only thing you can do is go into education after you get an English degree. You know?
Sounds like that education was...
Yeah, look at what I write now.
Well, you write beautifully.
You think?
Well, you have great jokes. I mean,
thank you.
He has this joke. I'm not going to say it. I laugh every time I watch it.
Thank you.
But so obviously it served your comedy. But you probably were doing that before you went to college. But you know how to structure a joke like insane.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with the joke writing part more than anything.
Dude, you are like, I watch you. And I don't care what you are, who I am, who you are, whatever. I'm just talking from an artist to artist. Because like when I told you I met you, you annoyed me.
I know. I remember you yelled at me.
Yeah, I yelled at you. I did.
But then you left a sweet message in the morning. You were like, hey, I'm sorry I yelled at you. I'm just got this movie. And anyways, just go to Mike's and you'll be all right. And I cried.
Well, I have a lot going on.
You were really sweet.
And I get emotional.
It was like abusive, but lovingly.
God, they're gonna clip that.
It was like the husband that beats the wife and then cries, why'd you make me do this, you know?
Oh my God. I don't... How many exes are gonna be in the comments? I didn't want to have to do that.
I needed it.
You know what pimps do?
Yeah, it was my fault.
Don't let me get the stick. You made me do this.
Because you're so sweet most of the time.
I have emotionals. This will be clipped when something comes out and say comics fucking snitch on themselves.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure they'll be more clip worthy.
But comedy, as my girlfriend says, I said that word, girlfriend, is the only place where undiagnosed psychos get to get paid.
Yeah.
It's true.
I like to be someone else, though, on stage. Like, I don't talk... If I said my jokes the way I talk normally, it would not work.
Oh, you'd be fucking...
Yeah.
A lot of things. I don't want to get in trouble with YouTube, but you'd have a lot of things. You'd be an ist.
Yeah.
An aisle.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Listen, the way you are, the way you look, looking down, vaping off a purple thing, fruity tooty baby, whatever you're doing. Let me go back to the compliment. You have... you sit up there. Now, you don't act out anything or get crazy like I do, but it's not your persona. It doesn't mean you won't. You should take yoga and stretch before you go on stage. Yeah. I do that. But I'm more physical, you know what I mean? I sell the joke because sometimes the joke ain't as good as the sell. you know. But your jokes are so golden, you could stand there in a vacuum and they'll destroy. So you, like, I'm watching you last night, I'm like, oh, that's a young Stephen Wright. Like, you could do...
Or Dangerfield. I like Dangerfield.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You could sit up there and fucking do 200 jokes.
But I have to do crowd work in between it.
Cause, why?
Because people, you can't hit them over and over and over with a joke. People will get overwhelmed. So you have to do crowd work. But then I like to base the next joke off the crowd work. I ask you a question, and but then the joke is on.
The first joke that you do when you come out.
I'm so tired of it.
I know, but it's so funny. So do it. See, this is interesting because when I go on stage, I'm known. I have all the stuff, baggage, good, bad, and indifferent expectations. When you go on stage, there's a beauty to this, right? No one knows who you are.
I do that on purpose.
But so you go on stage, and just do your joke just like you do it, and I'm going to explain to the people.
I've been going over to this girl's house every night, and I'm starting to feel like I should tell her.
No, that's hilarious. But you even take a bigger pause. He goes, yeah. I've been going over to this girl's house every night. I think it's about time I should tell her. And the crowd, I watch it, right? So it's the anatomy of a laugh.
It's 2 seconds.
Well, it goes like this, and they go, they die.
Yeah.
Bro, so you open with a huge joke, right? So this is what you do. And I don't know anything about comedy, but... That's the rule. You got them on board right away. They're like, oh my God, I trust this guy. Yeah. He's the captain of my ship. And then you hit him with 2-3 more, and they're huge laughs, and then it's done. It's like you got them on board. So you could do an hour of that.
Yeah, once you get their trust.
Right out of the gate.
You can do whatever you want.
And so that's a lesson for everybody.
Yeah, I mean... That joke used to be, I've been going over to this girl's house every night, and I'm looking through the window, or so. It was this long thing, and then I was like, cut that shit out, and I think I should tell her, you know?
Yes. He has an app. What's the app you sent me? And I have to do it.
Comedy Companion.
It's amazing. He's not getting paid, and he has sets of different things, so if he's doing like a more corporate set, this is his 15 here. If he's doing a more, you know, edgy set... This is his 15 over here, or 12 if he's doing a guest spot, or if he's in this city. He has like 20 different sets, and then he can just pull them up. I mean, this is a dude, everyone should follow your ethic, because you do love comedy. You're a tortured soul, and it's not even what the pod was about, but I'm giving you your flowers because you're alive.
I know, it feels really good.
But you do, you love comedy, and it's like I watch it, I'm like, oh God, I have to do less time organizing my fucking like screen memorabilia and write a joke because, but it's because you do so much, and I think that it's great. Like, people really want to understand what comedy, because comedy's been muddled lately. It's been a lot of people that are great, and then a lot of people that are popular but they use it for different reasons, and there's a lot of people that are just famous and they use it as a meeting ground. But you are a real comic.
Well, like Jerry Seinfeld, I think he said in that Sick in the Head book by Judd Apatow, where he interviewed a bunch of comics, and this was in the 80s, and he was like, if everyone tomorrow woke up and did comedy, there still would only be a handful of good comics, because it's a rare combination of stuff. And I'm not saying I'm one of them, but I'm saying it's like we have all this bullshit around us, but there always will be some hierarchy in every, you know, medium, every profession.
No, I imagine it's like this with every different things, and where people are good at something. Like, it's like, you know, the NBA, they call it a fraternity. It's only those who have been in the heat of that moment can understand it, you know, or the NHL. Or it's like, that's how comedy is. Like, you take the darkest things. Like, if I say something fucked up to you, you literally will use a joke. You'll make a joke about it. That actually is therapeutic.
That's real comedy, though. I hate calling it dark comedy.
It's not.
Because, like, I asked a friend once, I was like, because he went to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And he invaded Iraq. I was like, how'd you deal with it, seeing all your friends blow up in front of you?
Jesus Christ.
He said jokes. They just made jokes, you know?
Yeah.
That's how they do it. And I wouldn't call it dark comedy. It's like real comedy is taking, because comedy and tragedy intrinsically linked.
Yes.
Right?
They're right there.
That's all Shakespeare wrote. Comedy or tragedy. Comedy or tragedy. And without one, you don't have the other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can take, I'd look at it as like, why don't we all know this bad, horrible stuff is happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everything I say on stage, I think it's horrible. Like, I can't even watch like assault things on TV or movies.
Oh, you gave that up.
Yeah, it's, I'm done with it, you know? Mm-hmm. But the masturbation, anyways.
See, now this is the problem we have in the world because people don't know. What I love about you is you'll say the most fucked up shit to me and I'll just laugh. But the way the world is, I'll double check myself and be like, come on, man, you can't. And then it's like, well, he's like, you're like, I'm a fucking comedian.
I have a problem though, playing the game. Like I can do comedy, but I don't play the game well. Like, you know,
well, that's a true artist is like that. It's fucked up. And like, you just said something that was good. What did you just say about comedy? About
tragedy.
The tragedy. Yeah. Yeah, like let's take that joke, for instance. Like, if you break that joke down, why is it funny? Well, because you go, I've been going over this girl's house for a while, right? And they're like, okay, that's a normal thing that everyone does. And I think it's about time that I tell her.
Yeah, you think I'm about to say, I'm thinking about time I propose.
Yeah, or something like that. But what they call is the gap or what's behind the door in writing. The
misdirect, yeah.
Yes, and so that's the biggest misdirect, right? So it's like, oh, fuck, he's a stalker. You shouldn't do that. Oh, my God, that's so funny. But then you're like, he's not really doing that, is he?
Well, you have to.
So it's all like, well, this.
I am doing it, you know.
See, now is he being a joke right there? Or do you believe that? See, this is where we're at.
I wouldn't follow women around. Let them follow me.
Totally. Yeah. You wouldn't go in their house, but you'd peer from like a street.
Yeah, I'm not like a psycho.
See, by the way, a lot of women like the guy, so he's joking. But this is where we're at in the world, because your brain. I always say all these guys want to be like, fucking, I was never that car or whatever. I could get a woman with a body of 50% body fat. I didn't say that right. I can get a woman with 50% because I always say
manipulation.
Well, yeah, well, that's a good one. But yeah. Fuck, before Scream, I'm saying you fuck their mind.
Yeah.
And that's what a good joke does. It'll fuck their mind.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, damn.
Dude, there's a formula that works with women.
A very simple formula.
You ask for a date.
He didn't get it, guys. Those chiming in the comments. Everybody's a suspect. What do you still mean? Didn't get it, guys. Keep going.
Oh, damn. Kevin Spacey. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So.
And that should be. Anyways.
No idea what he did.
You ask for a date, but you don't talk to them until you go out on the date, right? And you don't text. And as you date them more, never text them. If they text you, you'd be like, I'm busy, honey. I got to do some stuff or whatever. And it builds up because, like, women need to walk around and wonder, you know, and spin and talk to their friends. Like, you know, wonder what he's doing. A lot of guys talk to the girls before the date and then they have nothing to talk about. Why is the girl going to go out with you if she already knows what you did all week? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go out, you just ask them questions. And then they're like, God, he's so mysterious. Because I just talked the whole time. I wonder what he thinks, you know? And you do it 6 weeks, they're in love. On the dime. 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
Wait, so that's a baby. That's called. It's a baby ghosting, borderline negging. But you're not negging.
Yeah, you can't look at the cookies before they're done. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Don't open the oven and peek in. Don't text them.
You have issues with women, though. We've talked about your comedy, but you do. You do think women are... What was your issue with women? They had to go to your school problem.
I think what happened when we let them vote? The roaring 20s. Everyone's getting laid. It's fun. The crash of Wall Street.
Dude.
Vietnam War. Korean War.
Hold on. You can't blame
women. Korean Vietnam.
You can't blame women for all that.
I do.
What is your fuck... You better be kidding. Dude, you're going to get pushback.
What do you mean pushback? I'm a comic. I can say whatever I want.
See, that's the... No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't. See, that's what people do.
You can't because you're more established. I'm free.
Mm.
And broke.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But you think that... there is some truth to what you're saying. Not that truth. Take it down. Is that men do anything for women? Meet women.
Well, it's... Yeah, there's...
He doesn't mean all these terrible disasters.
Yeah. There's like a dynamic because they wanted such a pure... You know, why do they want virgins? Why do they want 72?
You can't blame fucking women for that.
I do.
No.
What does the Bible say? The first thing, before they talk about how God invented the world, don't trust hoes.
Where is that at?
If you got an apple tree, don't let the bitch near it.
Wait, so what happened in the Bible?
God took out a rib from us, and no, instead of us sucking our own dick, we built a woman out of our rib, and then she fucked us over.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
That's what happened, dude.
Wait, what?
God said, I'm gonna make a woman.
Hold on, go slow.
God said,
wait, the Garden of Eden happened.
Yes.
Just okay. Adam. So it was just Adam. So God created this dude.
Yeah.
A man. Okay. This is a beautiful hyperbole, but it could be true.
He created
a man.
Okay. Yeah.
A real man.
Yeah.
Like OG man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And God said, this man is lonely. I should get him some pussy.
Okay.
And he's like, how do I do that? I'll take a rib out of Adam. And then he builds a woman out of his rib. Right?
Okay. Why did he do that with a rib?
I think he wanted him to choose to suck his dick, his own dick. Because when your ribs are removed, it's easier to do that.
The suck your dick thing, I did hear, though, that if you do remove a rib.
Yeah, I've done it. I'm kidding.
So go back.
So they remove
a rib.
They remove his rib. They make a woman. And he's all happy, right? It's a paradise. And then what happens? Eve wants to know everything. The tree of knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
God says you can do whatever you want. Just don't eat from the tree of knowledge. But of course, women, they have to know everything. And then the snake comes by. It's like, hey, you should do it. You know, it'd be cool. And then not only does she do it, she convinces Adam to do it.
So wait, because I forget the parable. He goes up, they get the rib, a woman is made.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Eve is curious, but you say women need to know everything.
Dude, this is symbolic shit, yeah.
Okay, so then there's an apple on the tree, and now I don't understand how the guy was alone, and there's a snake there?
Yeah, it was a talking snake, that was the devil.
But it was the devil.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens?
The devil said, hey, don't listen to God. He's fucked up, you know? And
Get closer to the mic when you're whispering weird satanic shit.
Yeah. This is so weird.
It is weird, but there's truth to some of this.
Well, I mean, everything in the Bible and old history book, everything, you know, English degree, you know what you do? You just read books and you look into them deeply and you make up your own interpretations.
And you got an English degree from FSU.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he taught at USC, so you're not a bullshitter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's fucking around, but is he? We have to edit this the right way because people take this is the issue. But I want to stay on the story because people don't know what's a joke anymore. And the problem I think is too many people see comedy now and can comment on it when only an X amount of people really can comment on it.
But shouldn't you be able to say whatever you want, even if it's not a joke?
No, because what if it's hate speech?
Well, if that's what you want to say, go somewhere in a corner and say it or whatever. But, like, people should be allowed to say hate speech if they want.
Dude, you can't. Come on. You can't say that.
But they should be able to say anything. They should be able to say love speech. They should be able to do whatever.
Well, I mean, that's just not going to go over well right now. You can't say hate speech.
Well, it's like.
But the problem is, what is hate speech? Where's the line? Some people's line is a lot lower than other people's.
Because, yeah, if you look at all sorts of like people on the street shouting about Jesus and stuff, there's some hatred in that. Hatred for the sinners and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't lock him up. Let him go do what he wants.
Well, they do. They let them walk on Hollywood Boulevard.
There you go. And he should be able to.
But you actually believe that people should be able to spout hateful things?
No, I'd rather they not.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're saying that person should be able to speak his mind.
Where do we draw the line? It becomes a cascade. You know, oh, this is wrong, but now this is wrong.
You make a good point. It's a dicey point to put out there because you're right. It's like, what is free speech? What is hate speech? What is...
Who makes the decision?
Well, I really, the media and they stir up stuff with our peers, and then a few loud voices affect the many, right? And it's not, a lot of people might be more relaxed about it, but they're going to say they're scared of being judged. It's really the judgment of the planet.
People are obsessed with looking like they're a good person.
1,000%.
I don't know why. Why do you think so? Why is the obsession to be a good person, or people knowing that you're a good person?
Okay, well, I'm going to answer that. Then we have to go back to Eve.
Yeah.
Because people are very insecure. So, like, for instance, like, you're, this is, don't take this the wrong way, take this the right way, but it's true, but it's not, but you're sad. There's a sadness in you, right? You're a sad little loner. But I have that in me too. You know what I'm saying? Like, as much as you may think you know about me, there's, I'm a loner inside. You know what I mean? You're a loner. Even though I love my girlfriend, she has my back. She fights with it, but she understands it now, and then she knows when to comfort me and when to not, because there's aloneness.
Trained her well.
So what we're saying is that, what was your question again?
Why do people? Oh, why are they
so? You're not scared to walk. You're not scared to go into a fucking Gainesville, Florida, and doing a one nighter in a bar, and go into a room and shout a bunch of fucking jokes, get huge laughs, walk away with a fucking five, some divorced animal, and then fucking stay at a Comfort Inn, eat the buffet, hop on a Greyhound, and do it again. And you're, if you had no friends for 3 weeks, but you did that every night, and you were fucking getting laughs, you're fulfilled.
Yeah, I would get my fix.
You're an animal, yeah. Okay? Most people don't operate like that. They need the validation of their parents. They need their friends, their peer group, you know? Yeah. You know, I mean, God bless me. I mean, I've lived very life, but my parents have passed away. You know, my sisters and my brother, they know they can't tell me what to do. I was in Catholic school. I literally was like, get me away. My parents raised me very well, but I'm not worried about those pressures.
Yeah.
And it, now I have the pressures of Hollywood, but those are changing. So I think it's about your job and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I look at you and I see a guy that's been really successful in Hollywood, but I also know the restrictions and boundaries that come with that. And so I try to enjoy the fact that I don't have that, but I have gotten in trouble. I've had guys wait outside clubs for me by my car because of jokes I said. I've had women throw shit in my face. Women cry in the bathroom and stuff.
Hold on, stay on that. Let's finish the Eve story.
Yeah, back to Eve.
Go back to that, and then I want to go back to this. What? So you said, so Eve, the snake says, bite the apple.
Isn't it weird, though, that, like, the first thing they say to us is, don't trust women?
Who?
The Bible.
He doesn't say that.
What does it say?
It doesn't say that.
Before, yeah, it does.
What does it say?
The whole reason we are alive is because, so, listen, women, and just, this is me saying it, not Jamie, right?
Oh, God, please don't get me fucking.
No. This is,
I'll be canceled off the podcast.
It's a theory. Okay. It's a theory that I have, right?
Okay.
Women have been trained by men to be the most superior liars in the world. Why? Because throughout history, they have gotten the short end of the stick. If they fuck up, they have to get stoned to death. So women throughout history have had to learn to lie because everyone messes up, men and women. But men just get a slap on the wrist. The only reason we're alive is because women are such great liars. You understand?
Wait, no, but I do think that women have it harder. I saw a clip today, and this clip went so hard on these two women. They're like, take a podcast away from women. It was because they said this wrong advice, and they got the fact wrong.
Dude, it's like Cocker Spaniels. Like, you breed Cocker Spaniels throughout history, right? Mm-hmm. Or different dogs to make a Cocker Spaniel. That's what happened to women. Just little lies. Oh, she's, you know... They're great liars because they have to be, and it's men's fault. It's our fault, you know? So I'm talking about taking back the power, Jamie. First, revoking the vote. Okay? The Muslims have it worked out.
Stop, dude!
I'm, well,
people are going to believe you.
Think about how the Muslims treat their women. They're happy. They have them covered up all day, and they never see each other, but they're together. And at the end of the day, you unwrap them like a present, and you're like, I haven't seen you all day. And then it's like, romantic every day. Nobody looks at your girl. She doesn't get, you don't get to see what she's thinking or whatever. She's not allowed to talk. I have all these.
This is a joke.
I'm a broken-hearted man. Okay, this is where it's coming from.
Who hurt you?
Many.
Or hurt you?
One particular person at the moment.
I told you you're vaccinated now.
No, I'm not.
He is because he had sex with a woman.
No, I'm not.
Without a condom. She got vaccinated.
She's unvaccinated now.
Ooh.
Yeah, like the crow. Remember the crow where he squeezes the shit out of her arm and he's like, morphine is bad for you.
I forget that part.
That's what I did to her with cum.
Jesus. But so Eve told Adam to bite the apple. They bought the apple.
Yeah.
They bit the apple.
Yeah.
And then that was the beginning.
And then God's like, you're going to feel pain when you have childbirth now. That's what, that curse he gave women.
Is that true?
Yeah. He was like,
is that in the Bible?
I swear to God.
And that's in the Bible.
And for men, he said, you're going to have to toil for your survival now.
That's in the Bible.
So he meant, yeah.
I swear. How do you know that?
Because I read the Bible. I think it was written by one guy.
Did you really read the Bible?
Yeah. I went to Catholic school.
No, but did you read the Bible for college?
No. No. But that's what happened. And so women are to blame for everything. All I'm saying, no, I'm kidding. I love women. I grew up with two sisters. I have a mom, or I had a mom. And I love women. And that's most of my problems have been from that dynamic. And I'm not blaming them. I'm an intelligent person enough to know, you know, everything. It's just funny to make fun of women and give them shit. You know, they make fun of us.
Do you think women get away with more than ever now? Do you stand by that statement?
I think they get away with everything because everyone's afraid, just like, of being labeled a bad person. They don't want to hear them bitch. You know, they don't want to hear them like, because like if you go to a club, say, and there's like a female comic that says, this guy made me feel this way. A club owner doesn't want to have that hassle. So he'll kick the guy out, but he'll keep the female comic, right? Because the hassle, they cause such a ruckus, you know? But we care too much about appearing, like, we don't hold people accountable. We don't look into things. We're just so afraid of any kind of stress that we are creating this stressful situation where men, basically, I feel like oppressed, you know, as a white male, I've already felt that way. Mm-hmm. And then now with women becoming powerful, I feel like I'm a serf in like a caste system, and like women, like they're going to castrate us one day.
Dude, stop.
They are. They're going to they're going to harvest our penises.
Stop, man.
Remember I said that. It's like, I don't know, all of my problems have come from heartache. It's like, but I'm changed now. I'm changed.
This is a good version of you?
I don't care about them anymore. And that's what they want. They want you to not care about them.
It is weird that if you do ignore a woman, if you intrigue them enough that they get their attention,
yeah,
and then you ignore them enough,
mm-hmm,
they'll definitely be like, yo, why is this guy ignoring me? Because I do know that a lot of women want to win.
Yeah.
They want to win.
Well, also value. Scarcity creates value. You take away your attention, because mm-hmm, women have attention from everyone nowadays. They're on Instagram.
They've had it the whole life. Well, yeah, now it's crazy.
But now it's on Instagram. They're, you know, like Andrew Tate, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said that.
You're making his.
This is what Andrew Tate said.
You're making his opinions look tame.
What he said, there used to be like a hot 10 in like Yugoslavia that didn't even know she was hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now every girl knows they're hot because they got billionaires sliding into their DMs, hitting them up. So attention is something they get all the time. So what you have to do is make your attention valuable by removing it. Young men, I'm here for you. Always.
Would you think you're a hero to the incels?
I do. I think that I'm leading the way. Like, I'm like John Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them how to like fight back against the machines.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not an incel, though.
I don't think you're an incel.
I have sex and I cry.
You do. You do cry. You do have sex. Women do like you, but they're going to judge you. The normal basic bitch, can I say that term? Basic B, that will look at you and will look at these clips and take them out of context, will think you're just a dirty, scummy incel.
Always.
But until they don't know until you got a crowd, 300 people dripping on your mind.
Yeah.
Laughing so hard. But you have to let people know when you're joking.
Why?
I mean, I agree. See, some of the shit you were talking about earlier, was so funny about the Bible, because there's, you don't know where the truth starts and the end, right? Because you're gonna have people that actually take every word you say is real.
Yeah.
And the people that are gonna call it bullshit, right? So if you were to do that in a comedy club, I know that what people would laugh, but other people would be scared, and that's the gym where you can do this, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you were to do that in a Trader Joe's, you would be fired.
Yeah, and they have a right to do that because it's a private business, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, there's other people that didn't come in for a Bible rant.
Exactly. But a lot of people come to a comedy show thinking...
it's Trader Joe's.
They're bringing their wrong and right, their sense of wrong and right.
Yes.
And they think everyone else should have the same morality. You know, have you ever had people just like everyone dying laughing and there's just one girl?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I've had one girl just be like, you're not funny, while everyone's dying laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And she believes it. And that's what I'm talking about. You got to take away their right to vote. did that make sense? I think so.
Fucking come on.
No.
But wait, you brought something up with the comedy club that's going to be a very dicey topic.
Well, like female comics.
Uh-oh.
They shouldn't be on stage.
Jesus Christ, stop it. Stop it.
No.
There's amazing female comics.
Wait, there is. And you know what? Like, I think I study like humor, right?
Do you think that there's a lot of females using sexuality and...
that's all they do.
As comedy.
Yeah. That's all they do.
Take it down. Be no, respectful.
There are some great female comics. Like Sarah Silverman is one of my favorite.
Yeah, legend.
Yeah. But and most of the funny women are in improv, because I did Groundlings for like a semester. I feel like it's more communal based, so because they can sit around. Because like back in the day, they used to sit around and pick like ticks out of their hair and shit and talk about like baskets. And if you go to Groundlings or like some sort of improv class, the funniest women in the world are there.
There are funny.
They work together. They work.
They're
together.
Annoying, but yeah. They're fun, and they're also usually the freaks.
And the girls
are freaks.
Yeah, and the girls.
Improv chicks are freaks.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And the girls in stand up usually are just using that. They're like actresses using that as a medium to get their name
to
across.
To get your name across.
Yeah, but there's two theories of humor that I heard. One was, men used it. It's a sign of intelligence, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a woman meets you, how often does a girl say, if he can make me laugh, I'll fuck him, you know?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's true.
Pretty good number.
There's a reason why they say that, because it's a sign of intelligence, so you can make the babies and raise them and they don't die.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the other theory about how it was a sign that there was no danger, like back in the caveman days. I know that's not a technical term. Like, the guy would be like, oh, there's a saber-toothed tiger outside. Everyone's suspense, you know, they're held in suspense. And he goes out and he sees there's no saber-tooth. And he guffawed, you know, he laughed. And that was a sign that everything was okay. And you can see that in a joke, the suspense, mm-hmm. suspense, and then the punch. Why do people, you ever look on stage, you look out and everyone looks like a monkey. They're just like, you know, you know, it's a weird, it's a weird
it's
thing.
Pretty good monkey.
You know?
Yeah.
Wait. But it's like, humans are really weird. I look out sometimes and I'm like, why are you guys making those sounds with your voice? You know?
Yeah.
You guys are, can I say retard?
No, you can't say that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But wait, you lost me with the saber-toothed tiger. How was that funny? Because there wasn't one?
Because it wasn't one. Everyone thought that the saber-tooth was outside, and then he would find out it wasn't, and then he would just start laughing. And that was a sign that there was no danger. Everything's okay. I think it's just to get laid, men. You know, men. Funny women steal that from us. I think they're like freaks, and they should be gone to like an island, because we should be the only ones out on stage. I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Joking.
I'm fucking with you, because I know you get all worked up about
it. I get worked up.
I know you do.
But wait, you have to have a safe space for women, though, in the comedy scene. Oh no, fuck, dude.
Oh, a safe space. And then what happens when they go on tour? You know, and he'd be like, hey guys, where's my safe space box? You know, like, there's gonna be dudes like throwing shit at them and stuff. They need to be okay, lesbians, or
yeah,
you can't shave your legs if you're a comic. There should be rules.
I want you to be real.
I know, I'm trying to be.
Why don't you be real?
Because I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. You had some great opinions before you got on the stage.
We can edit out some shit, right?
Some shit, of course.
Well, no, it's this is a big deal for me, man. I'm a big fan. I always have been. Since I annoyed
back at you.
Since
buddy.
I annoyed you.
Oh, you annoyed the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Let's go back.
When did you decide that I was okay?
Well, you came from Omra, right? And Omra is a fascinating person to me.
She was really cool.
Because here's Omra. Omra is like from Israel. She came over here. She is a hustler. She's a grinder. And she would go to the improv and watch me every night.
She loved you.
And I would, even if it was 20 people, she'd be in the back just going, and I was so touched. And she, every night she would just say, I love your comedy. Yeah. I love it.
Well, that's where I first met you, on her show at the Comedy Store in the belly room.
Yes, she was so, yeah, she had amazing shows.
She's like, Jamie is a star.
She's a,
Jamie is a star. She's, you have to be on the show. Jamie is going to be here.
She's so sweet. And she, but she, and then I would like take her to Swingers and I would like go and like eat with her. Cause I, like, how can you not love someone who loves you so much? But she didn't just like kiss my ass. She would like break down my jokes of why she loved them so much. And I was like so tight. And it made me like, oh, I gotta write this more. She was just effusing love. Right?
She loves comedy.
She loves comedy.
Yeah.
And she would drive. She drove to Tempe one time for like 5 hours. She said, I said, I need someone to sell my merch. You're going to come sell my merch and I'll give you 5 minutes. Mm. She drove for 5 minutes. Yeah. Okay. And by the way, this isn't a gender thing, going back to what he does. Men have done this. He did this.
Omra's a beautiful woman. Yes. And she's a special person.
And he's driven 2 hours just to get 5 minutes. Okay. But like she goes on. There's like a comic, another comic. She does 5 minutes. She kills. I never saw her do a comedy.
Really?
Kills on a Friday night.
I've never seen her do it.
In Tempe. Dude, very funny. Like, you love her because she writes a joke, has a punchline, all this shit. Sells, you know, she's a fucking hustler. Sells the fuck out of my merch.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure, I get her a hotel room. I give her some money. I give her a cut of the merch. I'm like, you over-delivered. And she's done that. She showed me multiple times that she would drive anywhere just to do a show with me. And I'm like, this is, I'll give you whatever you need, because she was so into it.
And one day she was like, you know, Jamie, the real star is Ryan.
Right. No, let me finish the story. Stay focused. Ryan is the star. So then we're doing all this stuff and... She's just anyone with that commitment is incredible, and she's good.
Yeah.
So then she said, this is guy, you wanted something from me, a show or something, I don't know. And then he said, gonna heat you up. And then I'm like, okay. And then you started talking to me and you're like, I'm doing her voice now, cause she's like, he going to heat you up. And then you were like, started talking to me about a gig, and I was like, okay, well, let me know. And then you were like, oh, fuck, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And then you're like, well, then my mom didn't hug me. And like, you were like, just started going on this personal shit. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Like, I don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
So I just have to be nice, because if I'm an asshole, and then
you were an asshole.
I was an asshole.
But
I was an asshole.
But like, you're a nice asshole. When you are an asshole.
Dude, you unloaded, you trauma dumped.
Dude. I knew that you were a cool guy, and I was honored that you like were a dick to me. I was like, Jamie Kennedy, you're a dick to me.
I don't know if I was, but the problem is, this is why I have to be. This is why I'm drained.
Yeah, you didn't know me.
I'm drained because everyone expects me to be a fucking way, and if I'm off just 1 second, one iota, I'm a piece of shit. And even when I've been nice, I'm still been called a piece of shit.
But you're not.
You can't win.
You have
I know.
Heart. You have a heart of gold. Like, cause in
I
the
do.
Like, yeah, I felt bad. I was like, oh, man, I annoyed Jamie.
You annoyed the fuck out of me.
But in the morning, you leave that message. You didn't have to do that shit. It was, like, early as fuck. I was like, he's in love with me.
Yeah, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
So I felt bad. And then anyway, but then once I saw you, I saw you on stage and you killed. And then I saw you do it again, because it could have been a freshman 5. And then you did a sophomore 10. And I'm like, this guy is hilarious. And I'm almost like, yeah, he's like, he's fucking got this problem. He's got the Disa problem. Like,
what is it? Where everyone thinks I
was.
No,
like, I think you're an addict.
I was, yeah.
You are. So he's like, look, he's like, he has a crazy mind, but he's brilliant. And she's like, you know, you like him. He's talented. So at the end of the day, for me, I always talent wins.
Yeah.
So even unless you're like trying to fucking like stab me every minute, yeah, I'm not gonna work with you. But I put up with a lot if someone's talented.
I try to give back though, like with I've approached many comics that are like big, and I instead of trying to take in with anyone, I try to offer, you know, be like, hey, I can help you promote, or I can help you do this, or I can get you a show, I can get you this or that, because I know all you, when you're at a certain level, everyone just wants something, right?
Yes, it gets draining.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It gets draining.
Yeah, so like, I always try to like offer stuff, even though I don't have much, I try to offer, and I'm not a bad person. Like, I joke about women, I love women, that's why I've had problems, because I've fallen in love with women so deeply.
Well, you did say the thing about the women at the club. If they feel unsafe, they kick the comic out.
Well, we should kick the women out, the female comics. I mean.
But here's the deal. Let's go back to your SC. So you had a problem at USC.
Yeah.
It's not going to look good. You got in trouble at a comedy club. But I've never heard anything.
I never got in trouble. I never got in trouble because the girl that did everything, she was very untalented. So she.
Oh, boy.
But no. And dude. I have one of my best friends, Leonardo Joni, the most funniest chick in the world. Okay. Funnier than most guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you just said a woman's funny.
Dude, because I'm half of the stuff I say isn't true.
I know, he's joking.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I should make that disclaimer. Everything I say isn't true.
Okay.
But anyways, USC, there was a woman there, and we were on a project. We worked together. She didn't like that I would like bite back when she would be like, we need to do this, this, this. And I'd be like, no, I'm going to do mine this way. I think it's the best way. And this woman made her husband take her last name. That type of girl.
You know? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So anyways, one day.
Kuckenstein.
One day I get a notice from the Office of Diversity and Equity saying someone has reported me for like hate speech online. And it was like my Kill Tony sets and stuff.
No.
Yeah. And the woman had stalked me online, wrote down every word I said on Kill Tony. Which is like a farce, you know. You make up stuff on Kill Tony because you talk to Tony beforehand. He's like, make it entertaining. Because I was on.
The crazier you go, the better the views.
Yeah, and then she wrote down every joke. So my jokes look horrible on paper, dude. You have to, you know. I'd be like, that's not.
What was one of them?
Like, my neighbor has this Black Lives Matter sign in her window. I love it because I always forget. It looks really bad on paper, but if you say it on stage, it's funny, you know. But anyways, so I'm handed that at a prestigious.
I see that joke kill
at a prestigious university. All USC. My jokes, yeah.
Oh fuck,
yeah. And it was so funny. The Office of Diversity and Equity, they're all blonde haired, blue eyed ladies. They're like, hey, we're here to help the trotted upon. I told them that I was like, do you guys think you're white saviors?
Turd talks. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah. And so they let me go with a warning. They're like, just don't talk about comedy online or at work.
Online, that's what you do.
At work, right? They said at work. And I was like, I didn't.
So you, how many Karens were there?
In the Office of Diversity and Equity, it was two that were after me.
And they were white?
These people hired lawyers to investigate my jokes. I was on 8 months of paid administrative leave while real lawyers investigated my jokes. I had to get a lawyer.
8 months?
I got my salary. 8 months. That's when I moved to Austin because I was getting paid, you know? And I didn't have to do anything. I, like, wanted to write her and thank her.
Investigate you?
My jokes. To see if they violated the office
diversity,
guidelines.
What is it called? Diversity what?
Office of Diversity and Equity. We're all white. Yeah. They're all white chicks.
So there was no Asians in there?
No.
No blacks?
Well, the woman that initially
trans.
The woman was Asian, which is white. She initially had a problem with me. You know, she was
How's
Asian,
Asian white?
Because I was trying to make a joke about how Asians and whites, they're more privileged than everyone else. It didn't go well. But she was Asian.
In the diversity office, probably not.
No, they're all white.
Okay, so what happened? 8 months you were on paid administrative leave and they hired, they couldn't just fire you?
No, I guess not.
This was expensive.
And I got a lawyer and he's like, just go with it, see how long they'll pay you and stuff.
You got a lawyer, do you have to pay him?
I found one like that would be pro bono because I was like, dude, we have a case. Like, this is like freedom of speech. And there was a precedent because some girl, I don't know if you remember, it went all the way to Supreme Court because she said some shit on her cheerleading team outside on like Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they took that family took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they won, and they determined that you can say whatever you want off campus. It doesn't affect anything you say on. So we could have won, but no lawyer wanted to really take it when it came down to it. You know,
they were that scared?
I guess so. But USC has so many like lawsuits against them. So many.
For what?
Oh, man. That gynecologist. I think there was a gynecologist that was assaulting women.
Raping.
Yeah. And meanwhile, they're investigating my jokes, you know?
Wow. Also, tell me if this is wrong. Ooh, that's crazy. And you know what? I've had some great times at USC as a comedian.
Really? No, that's where the chick from Full House.
Yes, I like her, so don't say anything.
No, but that's where all that
thing talks.
I'm not, dude, I don't believe USC. Or, like, I'm with Lori, what's her name? Lori
Loughlin.
Yeah, but anyways.
Great person.
A lot of controversy, you know, and I don't believe what the news says, Lori Loughlin, okay? I'm probably on your side if Jamie likes you. And you were I had a crush on you when I was watching Full House.
Beautiful.
My first erection.
Beautiful person.
You're so safe. You're so safe. You're like a walking condom.
No, she is a good person. Fuck.
Did something? What happened to you?
I mean, I have some fucking ties to fucking Hollywood.
You know
still,
what it
dude?
Is? You're the only comic. You're the only like celebrity that hasn't gotten like Me Too.
I know. Knock on wood.
It's because you like hide in your house all day, looking out the windows.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have to protect it. You know they're coming for you.
I use burners.
Yeah.
It's a joke. No, I'm not. It's just, if I say something, you got to stand behind it. I don't say anything that I can't back up.
I don't want to be famous, if that's what
Well,
it is.
It's getting, here's what the good thing is. It's getting better because everyone's not trusting anything. Hollywood's being hated on. People are going, Hollywood's full of scum.
Yeah.
But go finish the USC story, dude. You have fucking mental problems.
Yeah. So,
Turd talks.
8 months, paid administrative leave. You know, I'm performing. I met Rogan. I got a show at the Creek. All this stuff. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm getting paid my salary. So finally, they said the hearing's coming up, and they told me I had to get a lawyer, and the lawyer didn't want to do it anymore. So they gave me my own lawyer, and I was like, fuck, he's gonna like.
They gave you a USC appointed lawyer,
but it turned out the guy they wanted couldn't do it, so he passed it off to his friend, which was the only Republican lawyer in New York, who was Trump's friend. Like, he went golfing with Trump and stuff, and he would be like, I hate this progressive bullshit. Like, we would have meetings, and he's like, oh, shit, a client just called. He stabbed somebody. Hold on a second. Like, he was awesome, you know?
Okay.
But I was like, I'm talking to a lawyer about a guy, and he just had a client.
How did you get him?
I wrote some jokes.
Yeah, right?
Right? It was ridiculous. And, like, so eventually we had this weird, because it was COVID still in California, not in Texas. We did it online. And they fired me. They took down all our depositions and shit. And then they determined that I violated like office guidelines by making women feel unsafe because I had jokes on YouTube.
Wait, since you did jokes on Kill Tony,
dude, yeah.
That killed, that got you in the Austin scene. And since you had those jokes online. Dude, I hate the way you're swallowing. I hear.
I'm sorry. I have like dry mouth.
Fucking Vivid. Take a sip, Vivid. So, since you did those jokes, you got fired because they couldn't separate the comedian from the person working in the office.
Do you know how many places I've been banned from?
Wait, answer the question.
Yes, they couldn't separate the art. And I had been in a student film at USC where I like kidnapped a girl in the movie. And they're like, that's fine because that's USC.
There's a lot of smoke around that.
Yeah.
By the way, USC, I have to give love to them again, even though there's some. Because I got one of my first three student films, I used to get USC films.
Yeah, great.
They've helped me get tape.
I'm glad you're pro USC.
So wait, so go back. So what do you mean? So you get fired. That's insane. Then who? But banned from where? What do you mean banned?
I was banned from an open mic first in LA. What was it? Bert's Backroom?
No, Rachel?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I said a joke and she followed me out of the open mic and she said, Ryan, I just want to tell you this is a safe space for people and maybe you need to work on your writing a little bit, you know? And it's just what I think it is, you know? Go back, work on some stuff and come back. But right now everyone needs to be safe. Yeah. And then my friend Bando, he was like in the bathroom, he came out and he yelled, and it was a shit show. But all the comics, the open micers, they were jealous because they wanted to get banned from there too, because we considered it like a yoga studio that does comedy, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
I like her. She's sweet.
You like everyone.
Man, I'm the man. I didn't know you got banned.
That was the first.
Fuck.
I'm banned from the secret group in Houston because I gave him a fake COVID card.
Wow.
They were going against the law. You weren't allowed to ban or make people get a vaccine. So I gave him a fake one, and then the guy put it on Instagram.
Turd talks.
Yeah. I'm going to expose everyone.
So wait. But this wasn't because you were doing jokes. You were banned for different reasons. One was because you did a bad joke.
It was a good joke.
A yoga studio doing comedy is fucking hilarious.
Isn't it true?
Rachel, if you see this, you should laugh at that. That's hilarious.
You know, I saw her at a show in Austin, and mm-hmm. she was in the crowd laughing at my jokes, and I was like, you bitch.
No. Yeah. She's really sweet. She's sweet. Actually, she's like a life coach now, I think.
Yeah, I bet she is.
I bet if you went up to her and talked to her and said, you know, it really hurt me when I was banned, and I see you laughing at my... You can mend fences.
She was supremely attracted to me, and she couldn't take it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to ask her that.
That's what it was. I saw it all over.
Do you have a lot of friends in comedy?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I have some good friends, and I'm a very likable guy. People won't leave me alone because they just want the joy I emanate.
Okay, so what happened with SC at the end?
I got fired, and that's it.
You have a lawsuit?
No lawyer wants to take on my case. And I don't know if there's a statute of limitations so far on that kind of thing. No lawyer has the balls in this country where we could, like, take down the fucking man. You know,
no lawyer wants to take your case.
That's such a freedom of speech case.
Because, like, you said something at USC.
I said something online.
And these jokes were considered making women unsafe in the workplace. I mean, listen, can I go both sides of this?
Yeah.
It's crazy because there's a lot of comics that are substitute teachers. Some really good comics.
I was one at one point.
Yeah, I think you were.
I have that joke about it too.
What was the joke?
The kids asked me if I believe in aliens. I was like, of course not. Why do you think I make Jose sit in the back?
So there's a lot of teachers that are, see, these are jokes.
I had a drug problem when I was a substitute teacher. It was bad. Yeah, I would pop Valium under the desk.
Well, okay, so forward. This is this is a thing. So it's like, can you have your job to get by and then your love here? Like, there's teachers having OnlyFans and they're teachers, but some have been getting fired, which I think, I mean, you can't really get to OnlyFans unless you subscribe, I hear. And so if they can't see it, then maybe the teacher should be.
Well, yeah.
But jokes. Here, I'm trying to play both sides here. Do you do a joke that's so fucked up that would make someone feel uncomfortable? Were they all about women?
No, I joke about everything.
Okay, so if it were women-specific jokes that made them, then I could see maybe they're like, well, we don't know if this guy's his persona. I mean, you have to admit, there are a lot of fucked up comics.
Okay. Yeah, but the ones that are fucked up are the clean comics, usually.
That's true. That's so true, right? By the way. He's so right.
They're psychopaths.
He's so fucking, oh my God, bro. Yeah. Oh God, who the fuck are
you? Who does clean comedy anyways? Go home. Losers.
Wait, are you going to name someone?
Go jerk off to Stephen Colbert.
Oh, Jesus. What? That's funny. Well, yeah, there's people that said. So listen, I know that you're a good guy, you know, but, and I know you love your whole, his whole MO is to see how far he can push it before you lose your shit. That's his whole thing is what, it's not real, it's just words.
Yeah.
He literally graduated in English. So to me, I get it. But if I was a fucking bookworm, I had no idea about the other side of this world, which we are in. It's a totally different. Imagine never knowing what a comedy club is.
I'm glad they're there, dude. It makes comedy so much more interesting, and there's something to fight. It'd be so boring if everyone's like, yeah.
No, 100%. Yeah. And I'll say this. So they could have a case if they didn't. They need to go to Kill Tony and see this if they're going to allow. But they just don't want the hassle. So like, let's get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, imagine a woman going on YouTube, seeing all these people laughing, having joy, and she's like, these sons of bitches.
Well, no, if you don't get what comedy is, then you think they're all fucking creeps.
But there's all sorts of people in a crowd. Women, you're right. Men, all different races.
You're right.
They're all enjoying it.
That's what they should look at.
Some of my best sets were at black clubs.
There you go. I agree, because they respect you for going there with that joke, and you have the balls, and it's funny.
It's more racist to like think that you have to protect people, like they can't handle a joke. That's real racism.
100%. It's white knights. Yeah, you know that. It's the people that complain about for Black Lives Matter are black, are usually white people.
Dude, white chicks started Black Lives Matter.
That's kind of true.
That's all it is. If you look at the parade, it's just a bunch of blondes just walking around.
I was at Skankfest, which you would thrive at.
I did Skankfest once.
Okay, yeah. We have to do it again. And Skankfest is everything opposite the name Skankfest. Skankfest is literally what you're saying is how Skankfest was built, meaning Skankfest is all about freedom of speech and comedy lovers, like absolute comedy lovers. And I mean, everyone was there. All types of people, okay? And I didn't hear a peep from the crowd. They were waiting with bated breath for best you to do a joke. The best audiences ever, because they love comedy, because they feel that it's trying to be killed by what you're talking about. So that's what you said about making comedy better. That's the exact... I felt that when I went to Skankfest.
Yeah.
And... you know, it's like all different types of comics. You're going to have your hardcore edgy comics like you, but then you have people like me that I'm funny, I'm somewhat edgy, but I'm an entertainer.
You do it perfectly. You walk the line, you do it perfectly.
I try, but the fest has super dark comics, super light comics, all different types, men, women, gay, straight, but the crowds are there just to absorb comedy, and they want to be the judgment of it. Not, they don't want someone to make those judgments for them. And that's what you just said, that it sprung that to me, because I had never felt that more than... And the festival is made by artists, for artists, with artists, and that's why it's so fun. It's not some industry plant bullshit. And that's what you... I literally think it was born out of what you just said, at the repression of like...
Yeah.
Not understanding the difference between a Kill Tony set, and that's your art... Mm-hmm. And then going to work. But, you know, they're so corporate, dude.
I separated
Fascinating.
It. They acted like I came in and
said, did that set in the fucking office.
I remember one girl in the office said,
did you shave? Because you're a little fucking teen wolf, too.
Yeah, of course I shaved.
Okay.
But I remember one girl in the office said, hey, I have a joke, Ryan. What do you call, like, it was like about a baby and a blower. I was like,
ew!
Yeah, it was not a good joke.
Ew! Who said that?
It was a girl in the office, one of the people that complained.
No!
About my shit on YouTube.
Ew, they're terrible.
Yeah.
Delete that. Ew!
Yeah. But
ew!
I did Louis...
They do that. They're the worst shit. They can't fucking think of something.
Yeah, no. I just... First, I noticed...
There's no creativity.
First, I was like, that's a bad structure. Two, that's disgusting. Like, I'm not crass. I like to I don't like to be crass.
You know what's fucked up is you put the disgusting second and the structure was first. That's what's fucked up.
I like to show. I learned that in English, show, but don't tell.
Yes.
Let the audience come to the conclusion. Don't tell. That's what a lot of comics, I think, make a mistake.
That's what you do when you go over their houses in the window. You're like, do you want to see it? But I'm not going to show it.
Yeah. No, I'll show, but I won't talk about it.
And you do stuff like this. It will be over soon.
Yeah. Mind says yes. I can see it. Anyways,
this is as edgy as a podcast I've ever done. I had to edit some because
people will love it. Trust me.
I know we have to edit some of it because
you need to do something very controversial.
I know. Are you being honest?
I'm being honest. You need to do something really messed up, and then you're on top of the world again. I mean, you're already known everywhere, but as soon as you like, I guess having me on the podcast might be it. But
no, you've said this to me. I don't need a controversy to make one. It has to happen naturally. But you do say that people are pretty much uncancelable.
Yeah, I mean, look at Chappelle. Like, he had his whole thing. Like, these guys, these comics that we all respect, the ones that we really, really like, the legends, are the ones that push the boundaries.
Yeah.
And they overcome shit and stuff. It'd be boring if, like, everyone just did everything right, you know?
I know, but, like, you're right. But if I don't want anything to happen to me, but you're... but I do feel like... You've said this to me many times, that controversy makes people...
love you.
Yeah, and even... I don't want to go into it because I'm not trying to get involved, but that Cat interview, not only... obviously, it helps Kat, but it helps Shannon so much just by being a part of it. Mm-hmm. And so, and I don't know what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, I just want to say things that I believe, not just disturb shit.
Sometimes I think you don't really say everything you believe.
No, because you have to say it in a way that's entertaining, or else you're fucking considered a fuck.
You're going to have a breakthrough one day where it's like one of those movies where you're like, I'm going to come out and say what I really think. And everyone's going to like circle around you and carry you somewhere.
I do. I lead up to it.
You do. And you're one of the most, like, dude, you say shit that you talk about stuff. Your comedy... I'm jealous of it sometimes because I'm like, man, his stuff kind of like mean stuff. Mine is more of like a creative writing and stuff.
But you're doing it, and that's your first get in. It's your first 7 years, then you're gonna get into deeper stuff. Like, I'm at the phase where I need to philosophize.
Yeah, you talk about important shit,
and I try to talk about it. Like, well, thank you, but like, the OnlyFans is. It's a really polarizing topic.
That was so funny last night.
It shouldn't be polarizing.
That was so funny. Especially, I was telling a friend about that.
I need some tags.
I was telling a friend, I was like, dude, and then he said, can I say it?
Go for it.
And then he goes, why are you going to call yourself a sex worker? Or like, you're like, I'm an attention whore, but I don't call myself an attention worker or something.
But it's just true. It's like, you're younger than me. What are you, 28?
No, I'm like 38.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I just think, like, I have a whole heckle I have, and I'm going to put it online with an OnlyFans person. And they were so mad at me at a show. And they were like, sex works, real work, sex works, real work. And I was like, what? Like, I don't mind that you do it. It's not my, I don't have a problem with it. But just say I'm being a hoe. And there's a limit. Like, if you're up there cooking naked or doing something topless or whatever, that's nothing bad.
But even
nothing like that Playboy. By the way, I'm not the judge. I'm just making my own opinions. But if you're having hardcore sex on OnlyFans, but then expect to, like, in 10 years have a good mental state and think you're going to have a normal life, I just don't agree. I think you're in for a rude awakening.
Yeah, no guy's going to be okay with that. No normal or relatively sane person's going to be like, honey, I don't care if you got trained by like 20 dudes.
Yes, exactly. You know? Like topless and having fun and feet and all that stuff. That's cute. Whatever, right?
I don't know. I still don't respect it.
But you wouldn't marry a Playboy model?
No.
Whoever was naked once?
No.
Ever? Really?
Only I get to see it.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to take her to Afghanistan
and
put a robe on her.
Oh, you didn't unwrap it.
Because it's more special. She enjoys it that way.
I agree, but we have to open up a teeny bit.
No. I always tell every girl I date, I'm like, don't you ever let a guy look at you.
What about, like, because one time I did shows in Saudi Arabia.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was incredible. And they said you can't talk about sex. You can't talk about politics.
You better have done it.
You can't talk about gender. And I said, so you can't do comedy. Oh, dude, we had four shows that canceled after two. Trust me. Good. It was crazy. But everyone out there in Maybox, it was incredible.
How was the crowds?
They were amazing, but you couldn't see their reactions.
Oh.
So.
Don't let them to the show.
The chick came. Beautiful. I'll never forget this. And I'm at the buffet, just fruits and croissants and the best stuff. They treated us amazing. And I just remember I saw her and she was so covered up, but I saw eye and I saw her eye, and then I saw ankle, and I was like, am I committing? Like, I saw ankle.
That's hot.
Well, that was all I could see, and they were like, they don't really talk to me. If you talk to you them, you can't, they can't really talk to you. So it's an intense thing, dude. But they were so sweet. But they don't. They'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
They'll get in trouble.
They're put in line.
Stop it. Stop it.
I think I have a joke, a new bit I'm working on about how, because you know they let heroin addicts shoot up in parks and stuff.
So dumb.
Yeah. But why don't like they let other people do bad stuff? Like, was there a park to beat your wife or something? Right? Because they're going to do it.
You gotta do that.
Tonight. Right?
No one will laugh, but that's so funny.
Do you want them to do it in unsanitary conditions? You know?
Yes. Like, oh my God, that's a great bit.
Yeah. I think so. I need to develop it.
A park to beat your wife. A park.
To do all. There's so many other things you could go through, like bad things.
Yeah.
You
know? A park to fucking.
A park to be racist in. Like a racist park or something.
Yeah. A park.
Or. Yeah, because why don't we have that for every bad thing? Just heroin? Yeah,
exactly.
That's unfair. Those heroin addicts are lucky.
A park to murder.
Yeah.
I mean, literally,
just a
terrible.
Small little area.
Yeah.
Just so not everyone can do it at once.
Dude, that's such a smart bit.
You think so?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. It's true. But they'll say, like, they're victims. The needle didn't go, hi, I'm heroin. Ooh, yeah. Let me jump in. No, you fucking push that fucking plunger in your throat. I hate that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a whole heroin joke with Mr. Rogers, but I haven't done it in a while.
Was he a heroin addict?
No, but I say, like, heroin, if you're addicted to heroin, like, you're a fucking, you're weak.
Like, it's such a horrible drug.
Because it's like, no offense, but like, no, heroin was never advertised as a good thing. We didn't wake up and Mr. Rogers was like, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a needle.
Actually, it was Bayer. You know, people that make aspirin, they used to sell heroin.
Where?
Like in the 1920s.
What I'm trying to say is that if you do heroin, it wasn't like
saying, I know.
You go, heroin. I tried heroin 3 times and I organized my spice rack.
It's a progression, though. I've done heroin twice.
But Pete shot it up?
No, I never shoot up. Okay. I snorted it. You know, you're like a baby. You're like a retard. You're like a baby for like 12 hours. It was stupid. And then the girl I was dating at the time came over to my friend's house and made me drive home. She's like, what are you doing here? I wouldn't tell her what I was doing, you know.
Heroin.
Yeah, I snorted it. It was, I had to try it, you know. I haven't done every drug, but I did try that.
Well, you pretty much, that was always considered the
white. I knew I couldn't be an artist unless
white
I did
whale.
It.
White whale. Yeah, that's what they said.
I had to do heroin.
I never did it. But here's the thing.
He does all the time.
Heroin, that's such a good joke because people will say it's not bad.
Well, see, I'm interested.
They'll just say, they're a victim.
Yeah.
Why don't you have a park to peg yourself?
Yeah. Well, that's not bad, Jamie. How could you say that?
It's not a crime. It's just fucking.
That is.
I had a lady tell me that she pegs her husband, but he's not gay.
Dude, I dated a girl once that told me she pegged her ex. I broke up with her.
I go, is it? She goes, it's a sex toy. I go, when that sex toy is already gay, but if you don't, when he asks for an actual dildo, is that gay?
Isn't it weird that lesbians hate dick, but they have all these dick shaped toys? I hate dick so much. I'm gonna strap on this dick and bang my girlfriend. It's like a kid who hates cars, but he has all these toy cars, right? And he shoves them up his ass.
Oh, jeez. Edit that. Stop it.
Right?
A person.
It's like a kid that has cars.
Don't say that. Stop it. Jesus
but isn't
Christ.
But isn't it weird? They hate it.
That's a funny joke. We're going to have to edit a lot of this.
Dude, don't. Come on, man. This is the time. I'm taking you out of your shell, Jamie.
Listen, tell people where they can find you.
Instagram, the only Ryan Joseph, and TikTok, the only Ryan Joseph. I am booking a tour. I already got 5 dates.
Damn.
Yep. And
you have a website?
Yeah, ryanjoseph.net.
Okay.
And my OnlyFans is Ryan Joseph all the time, anytime.
Listen, guys, if you like this, you like, subscribe. It's going to be great. If you can follow me, also the Patreon drops every Friday. I have to tell you, I want to say thank you to the Turd Talk Studio for letting me use this here today in Florida. But thank you guys, like, subscribe, much love, peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.